This is According to Jim with Jim Joyner and Steve Sell, McPherson Sports Talk Show.
I'm not a huge Beyonce fan.
I don't really know her music that much, except when I was a boy or something.
Listen Monday through Friday from 12:30 to 1 p.m. on 96.7 FM KBBE or online at midkansasonline.com.
Sheebrick with a pass left corner, had open three for the tie. Good! Wiley had knocked down a three!
According to Jim is your home for the McPherson Bullpup.
Pyle dribbling in and a one-handed jam! This place is rocking! And Pyle with 15 as he slams it down with authority!
Everything happening in the sports world.
Could be another one.
Here comes Jake with a left-handed jam! T-boy, we're rolling here at the lineup!
And even some things not happening in the sports world.
Steve has a great feel for Lifetime movies, despite 5 minutes ago saying, I don't know what Lifetime movies are.
Now it's time for According to Jim. Here's Jim Joyner and Steve Sell.
Let's do this thing, another edition of According to Jim, right here on 96.7 FM, KBBE, or for those of you listening online, worldwide, at midkansasonline.com. I'm Jim Joyner. Joining me as always, the man who had a big revelation about 2 hours ago, and then after a little lunch, maybe a little Stephen A. Smith watching on the TV.
Nope, not Stephen A.
After his little break, he has decided, instead of taking the day off from golf, he's in too good of a rhythm and will continue to play today, just like he has done every day for the last 35 years. Mr. Steve Sell.
Yeah,
Did I really think you were going to take a break? He came in this morning and said, oh, yeah, I got to rest up for this weekend.
I was a little sore.
I got to take a break.
I was a little sore this morning, but I went
and
home.
And something happened at about 11:30.
Got a little lunch in me.
And he said, oh, yeah, I'm good to go.
Yeah, I got some lunch in me and decided that I better go do it.
We've got a big rest of the week, though, coming up for the show. Today is sort of the slower day.
Right.
Tomorrow, we've got Treg Fall, Turkey Creek Golf Course's own. Now, he's not only going to preview the U.S. Open with us. He said he's open for anything.
Probably McPherson City Golf Tournament.
I bet he'll want to talk about that.
Well, I would if I'd won it seven times like he has.
Yeah, he's not bad.
No. I don't know if Jake's...
He's not bad.
I don't know if Jake's playing. You know, if Jake Lackey is playing this year, I don't know if Jake's playing or not. I think Jake might have a tournament. If he doesn't, now if Jake's playing and Treg's playing, we could almost just have two separate tournaments, one for them and then one for everybody else, although Kelly Sorensen's playing real good right now. But those three guys are just so much above everybody else.
Yeah.
It's just like the rest of us are.
Where do I rank?
Huh?
Where do I rank?
Where do you rank?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. I have no idea.
Not very near the top.
No, probably not near the top.
Now, I wouldn't finish last in the city tournament.
No.
But I don't think I would be in the middle either.
I'd say bottom third.
Yeah. That's the way I live my
life.
But,
hey, the money is paid. It's the same in every flight. First place in the...
See, I'm going to win the last flight. That would be my goal.
Just the same as championship flight.
That would be my goal.
Yeah.
Champion of the losers.
Well, last year, I think if you shot around... And actually, I don't think you'd be in the last flight because I think last year... I've got... You know, I'll look the results up, but I think... If you shot about an average of 95, you could have won your flight in the last
week. Oh, yeah, I won't do that.
No.
I'd have to have a really bad weekend.
Yeah. And you haven't even played Rolling Acres.
No.
And Rolling
Acres. It's hard to lose a ball there, right?
Well, as long as it's, number one. And with your cut, you wouldn't lose a ball.
Cutter.
Yeah, can't trust it, though.
So we've got Treg coming on the show tomorrow. U.S. Open, City Golf Tournament. I think I told him that he's going to be our Where's LeBron James Going to End Up insider. On Thursday's show, you're gone.
I'm gone. Vacation.
But it'll keep chugging along.
Sure.
Casey Spotted Elk is coming back.
Casey.
After great reception last week from our list of songs that bring out the emotions, this week we're going to do one-hit wonders.
Okay.
All sorts of one-hit wonders.
Okay. Am I a one-hit wonder?
Yeah, in a lot of ways. Well, I guess if you've been around for 40 years here, you can't be a one-hit wonder.
Yeah,
you've probably had a few hits. A
couple hits.
Like at least three that have cracked the top 10.
Yeah.
Now, you're not a number one selling platinum recording artist.
Not a number one selling author. Everyone's been telling me I need to write a book about McPherson basketball.
I think you could.
I have heard that so many times.
You could be the next Nicholas Sparks. It could be a romance novel.
Nicholas Sparks?
You don't know who Nicholas Sparks is?
No.
He's a romance guy. He's written a lot of romance novels. Are you familiar with The Notebook?
I don't know, but where would Bullpup Basketball have romance?
Well, that's why you got to sell it.
Oh. Okay.
If all it is they won the state championship in 1991, that's not that interesting.
No.
But what would be interesting is you tell the story of that 91 team and the romance went along with it.
And the guys, and oh, yeah, Johnny Coachman.
You could, okay, Steve, here's your idea. We could make up a story, or at least stretch the truth a little bit, like the Friday Night Lights from 1988 where they followed the Permian Panthers in Odessa, Texas.
Mm-hmm.
You just have to stretch the truth a little bit and say, ooh, Chad Alexander, he didn't know if he was going to pass that final. And so they had to squeeze him in and barely keep him eligible.
No, I don't think Chad would have trouble.
No, I think he would have been fine. But we could create some drama.
Oh, my God.
And there could be the cheerleader he was dating. Oh, it could be that. Damn. Oh, then you could talk about the coach getting in trouble with a parent in town. I'm telling you, we could come up with something.
Yeah,
a romance novel. That 91, action
pack. That 91 team, I've never seen a team on cruise control like they were. I mean, that team could play. Still my number one team of all time.
So they're not the romantic team?
No.
Who would be the most romantic team?
The team in 19, I want to say 94, I believe.
They were romantic?
25-0. And if you'd look at them, you'd say, how did that team ever go undefeated? But they had a chemistry and a bond like no other team.
Romance, okay.
Yeah, it was like Brian Grant. I think Josh Alexander was a sophomore.
That makes sense.
And then you had Brian Grant, I want to say Timmy Herz, Eric Schultz, Eric Vogel. Those four seniors were, I mean, you know, individually you look at them, they probably didn't look like all-state type players, but you put those guys together and they just never, they didn't lose a game that year. And I'll tell you, I mean, that team would have played the 91 team. I don't think it'd been a 15-point game. But that 90, I'd want to say 94. I might have the year wrong, but that team was undefeated. But that was the most amazing team chemistry-wise that I've covered since I've been here.
So the reason that we got to talking about this, Thursday, Casey and I will go through our list of the best one-hit wonders. We'll put Freebird in there for you, Leonard Skinner, one-hit wonder.
Freebird.
They don't have any other hits. They've done nothing
else. I'll have my lighter while I'm playing golf out in
the. What's your favorite non-Freebird Leonard Skinner song?
Probably Sweet Home Alabama.
What about your next one?
Tuesday's Gone. I love
Tuesday's Gone.
Tuesday's Gone is one of my favorites, yeah.
This reminds me of the end of Happy Gilmore. So that's Thursday.
Okay.
Then on Friday, I know for sure we've got Coach Strathman booked.
Okay.
We might try to get Coach Kinnaman in as well for a double coach preview.
Okay.
But if we just have Strathman, then it would be a good show as well.
And I'm sure you guys could talk other sports besides basketball. I mean,
yeah.
They're knowledgeable guys.
Well, number one, he's got to talk about his trip to Washington, D.C. They went and watched some baseball games. They went and checked out T.C. Williams High School.
Oh, yeah.
The home of Remember the Titans.
Love that movie.
We also can talk a little Bullpup girls basketball and their summer camp.
Sure.
Practices. I got to watch a little bit of those. So all of that is coming up. Steve, I know that you were watching a little baseball last night and didn't get the chance to watch the good stuff, the College World Series Super Regionals. You're at the Pipeliners game trying to avoid getting struck by lightning.
Me and Pistol.
And trying to hang on for dear life.
I was. I said, you know, I could literally feel the heat when I was. I mean, it just felt like that lightning was just burning up the ground. I've never seen lightning that low. And it came so quick. I mean, it was funny because they called the game, and I think some of them, you know, it was the ninth inning. Pipeliners are down 7. But some of the guys were thinking, hey, we've had a 7-run inning before. But boy, you know, I said, there's no lightning. And then all of a sudden that lightning was like you were just dodging it. I felt like it was just like right in front of me. And I sprinted. In fact, I might have tweaked a hamstring.
That hammy, it's been holding you back for a
while.
Well,
that's what kept me in the bus from racing was my hammy.
Yeah. So you didn't get to see the most spectacular thing that happened last night. And I've got the audio for you.
Okay.
This is the best thing that happened last night anywhere in the world.
0-2 pitch. Bribe with a fly right field. Cole is back. Eric's got it measured. He's got it! And the Arkansas Razorbacks are going to the College World Series. Omaha's for the ninth time. Pack your bags, load them up, gas the car, and raise that bright red flag to the skies. 423 miles away, the Emerald City awaits. The Hogs are going to Omaha.
I thought you were going to play the clip of the guy that dropped the ball for home
run. I've got that ready, too.
Oh, okay. Okay.
But that's my guy Phil Elson on the Razorback Sports Network.
Okay.
The Omahogs, Steve.
The Omahogs, okay.
You like that?
So what? Where will they be seated in the top among the top eight? Will they be?
Well, they were the number five national seed coming in, which I believe two in front of them have fallen off. But Arkansas is going to play Texas in the first game.
Ooh,
they're matched up on the side of the bracket with Texas, Texas Tech, and Florida, of which they have already picked up wins over all three of those teams this year.
A lot of old Southwest Conference there.
A lot of horns down for me.
Okay.
No Texas fight, no eyes of Texas are upon you.
Oh, yeah.
So the other crazy thing that happened last night, game three of the Super Regionals, they're in extra innings. The reigning national champion Florida Gators are batting in a tie game. And then disaster strikes for the Auburn Tigers. As it looked like they had a chance to keep their season alive. And then, uh-oh, here's Jeff Cardozo from the Florida Gator Radio Network.
Fastball. Get out towards left. Pretty well. Williams going back. Off of his glove and it's out of here. Lang with a bang. Heads up Omaha. The Gators are coming back to defend their title. A mob scene at home plate. And the Gators have done it.
So if you haven't seen this video.
Oh, I'm sure it's gone viral.
Line drive. Maybe has the height to get out of there, but it might have hit the wall. Right fielder jumps up, ball tips off of his glove, and leaves the yard. A walk-off home run with an assist from the right fielder.
Man, you got to feel bad.
Oh, it hurt.
But for Royals fans, that's a good thing, because they're going to get to see two of their draft picks in the college
three.
World. Three of them. Okay,
my boy Eric Cole at Arkansas. Okay. Also a draft pick of the Royals.
But their number one pick is the ace of the staff.
Brady Singer.
Yeah. Although that was the number one guy got roughed up in the Mize guy from Auburn.
That's correct.
But how did Brady Singer do in the postseason?
He beat Casey Mize in that first game when they were playing Auburn.
Okay.
And then Jackson Cower is the other Florida pitcher who's their number two.
He got hit by like a line drive or something, though.
I'm not so sure about that.
Yeah, I think he did.
But either way, Royals fans will have a chance to see them at TD Ameritrade Park starting this weekend. Florida will play Texas Tech to start. For Big 12 fans, Texas Tech is very good. If you're rooting for the conference, Texas Tech has had a terrific run here. Tim Tadlock is their coach.
And of course,
and they love him.
Jason Topman, former McPherson High standout, he two-year starter, I should say, down at Texas Tech after a real good JUCO career at Butler.
And then the Texas Longhorns. I don't know how people around here feel about Texas.
They don't have Augie Garrido still, do they?
Well, he died.
Oh, he did?
Yeah, a month or two ago.
Oh, okay.
So they've been sort of playing this season in honor of him.
Okay.
There was a really interesting stat with Texas baseball because Augie Garrido, of course, he started off at Cal State Fullerton. He won three national championships there. Came to Texas, won at least two. I was kind of thinking three. But every recruiting class he ever had made it to the College World Series.
Wow.
So at least once every 4 years.
That's pretty impressive.
And maybe stretching it a little bit, a couple of times the fifth year where somebody isn't that incredible?
It is, but Texas and Florida should produce, and Arizona, those three states should produce the best baseball in the country.
Arizona's been down.
Have they?
Yeah. Arizona and Arizona State did not have good years.
Okay.
Florida had a good year.
But the South, always they should have great teams. I mean, you think that Wisconsin's going to have – they probably don't even have baseball, do they?
I don't know if they do. I wouldn't think it'd be very good.
No.
Minnesota hosted a regional.
Yeah.
And they weren't bad this year.
Yeah,
but
they probably played in the Dome, though. Did they tear that Dome down?
The Hubert H. Humphreys Metrodome?
The one I always thought you could just throw up a
– with the baggie in right field?
Yeah, you could just stick it with a pin and it's going –
But yeah, you're right. There are a lot of advantages for being down south. So look at the eight teams that made it to the College World Series. Texas, They have a lot of advantages. Mm-hmm. Texas Tech, Florida, Arkansas, which they're in the SEC. Their weather's a whole lot more like Kansas City than it is like Austin.
Okay.
But still advantages. Mississippi State.
Okay.
Right in the heart of the South. North Carolina. Right in the heart of Tar Heel country.
So far, McPherson, Kansas is north of them all.
Oregon State.
Ooh.
Which that is sort of the anomaly. But they've put together a really good run.
Well,
they won back-to-back championships in 06 and 07.
And they got the pitcher that a lot of controversy surrounding
him. Yeah, they haven't been very high on him. And then the eighth team, the Washington Huskies.
Whoa.
They were the last team in the Pac-12 that had not made the College World Series.
Wow.
And they beat Cal State Fullerton in Fullerton.
I bet it rains a lot there.
Yeah, I bet it does. In Seattle.
Yeah.
It would be rough. So. Yeah. All that excitement last night. Steve, I know you're going to watch a lot of the College World Series. I'm going to keep my eye on that schedule. And if there's maybe like a Friday night, maybe not this week, but maybe the next week, Arkansas's playing, I might find a way to make it to Omaha. Because every year they've been in the College World Series.
That means you're not going to play in the
since
city.
I've been
you're
alive.
You're going to have to pass up the city golf
course. I know. Well, I don't think I'm going to be able to play anyway.
Okay.
KBCA.
Oh, that's right.
So every year they've ever made the College World Series since I've been alive, we've made it up there. I've been several other times, too, but woo pig. Say it with me, Steve.
Wooey piggy, or whatever it is.
Woo pig.
Woo pig, okay.
There you go. I just needed you to say that.
All right.
All right, Steve, let's take our first break. I have a topic to talk with you next that I haven't prepared you for, but I think you will enjoy. We're back after this. You're listening to According to Jim, 96.7 FM, KBBE.
You're listening to the According to Jim podcast with Jim Joyner and Steve Sell. According to Jim is brought to you by Great Plains Federal Credit Union and Farmer State Bank with branch locations in McPherson, Lindsborg, and Galva. You can also listen live Monday through Friday from 12:30 to 1 p.m. on 96.7 FM KBBE or online at midkansasonline.com.
Back on today's According to Jim, 96.7 FM, KBBE. Steve, you and I are getting pretty good at BSing and filling a little bit of time. Yeah. That's what happens in the summer.
Yeah.
You run out of really big sports topics to knock out. You know, that Monday coming off of the weekend, it's always easy.
Oh, yeah.
That's why we have to get really good and entertaining guests.
Yeah. And I just think we'll be getting more guests as the summer goes on.
So, Steve, I wanted to talk with you about this subject. So are you familiar with the Washington Capitals, the NHL team?
Yeah.
That just won the Stanley Cup?
Right, Ovechkin.
Are you familiar with sort of their celebration that happened all weekend?
No.
So not only did the Capitals win the Stanley Cup, but they won the final in Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
So as you can imagine, it's a pretty big party.
Yeah.
And one of the big things
with
the Stanley Cup.
What happens in Vegas stays in Vegas.
It did not stay in Vegas. They kept this party rolling.
Okay.
The big thing with the Stanley Cup is that you drink out of it.
Right.
And you're not drinking water out of it.
No.
You're not drinking milk out of it.
No.
You're drinking a little beer out of the Stanley Cup.
Or wine.
Probably not the wine, but a lot of beer out of that Stanley Cup. So that's kind of their thing. And Alex Ovechkin, he's an interesting dude to begin with. But all weekend, he just roamed around the city of Washington, D.C., drinking out of that cup, holding that cup, diving in fountains.
Did he get a DUI?
No.
Okay.
I got to show you the video of him in a fountain, just pretending to swim in about 6 inches of water.
What's wrong with this guy?
Well, he was a bit inebriated.
He took too many hockey pucks to the head, it sounds
no,
like.
No, I think he had too many drinks out of that Stanley Cup.
Okay.
So the point I'm trying to get here, are you against big celebrations like that? Are you against running around? So let's say hypothetically, Chiefs win the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
Are you going to get mad at Travis Kelce if he just roams around the Country Club Plaza with the Lombardi Trophy in hand?
Travis Kelce.
And he's slamming beers and diving into the creek.
I think you've got to be responsible because you got young kids that look up to these people. So if Travis Kelce's out slamming down 25 beers, I mean, little kids say, well, Travis Kelce can do it. Yeah.
I don't think those little kids are going to handle 25 of them.
No.
But the point I'm trying to get to is, how far do you think it's going to continue to go? Because I've seen celebrations continue to get stronger and stronger.
Yeah.
Where if you compare the World Series parade for the Royals to the Super Bowl parade for the Eagles just
once they're done, or March. Once they're done, they're kind of done.
I don't know. Alex Ovechkin might keep drinking out of that Stanley Cup until hockey season.
I think Alex better start getting himself in shape for next season because it starts before you know it.
But do you think some of the celebrations have gone a little too far?
Oh, yeah.
Like the World Series parades, do you think that's gone too far?
I don't think the World Series parade, I don't have, like the Royals parade, I don't have a problem with that.
But you would have had a problem if Eric Hosmer was running around with the commissioner's trophy
and diving
in the J.C. Nichols fountain?
Yeah, I probably would. I think you include the city in it, and then you call it good.
Alex Ovechkin went to the Washington Nationals game.
Was he the guy in the upper deck when Bryce Harper hit a home run? He's holding the Jiminy Christmas.
He was probably
drinking out of it that day.
He had a few beers that day.
Surprised he didn't fall out of the upper deck.
Yeah, I mean, pretty much the entire baseball game, he had the Stanley Cup trophy over his head. Shouldn't somebody else
be able to have the trophy for a while, or why does he get it all the time?
Well, I think the way teams typically do that in the NHL...
They give it to a guy for a week or so?
Yeah, I think they get it for a little bit of time. And so he's been sleeping with it. He's been posting pictures of the Stanley Cup. It's been really fun to watch because you could tell how passionate that he is and the team is and the city is about winning. You think Steph Curry and Kevin Durant are going to go run around with the NBA trophy?
I don't think so.
And dive in the
I think
bay.
Steph Curry's probably going to be playing golf every day. Because he's a good golfer.
He is.
He played in a web.com event or something, didn't he?
I had no idea.
Yeah, he did.
I could see him being a good golfer.
Yeah, he got a special exemption shot like 74-74.
Whoa.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, he can play.
What do you think Kevin Durant would be like on the golf course?
Not good.
I think he'd have to have some really long clubs.
Well, you know, I grew up with Scott Hastings from Independence, who ended up playing for the Bad Boys. You know, he was Atlanta Hawks. He played for a lot of teams. And when he was a golfer when I was in high school. He was a little younger than me, but he grew to 6'10". But he had extra long. He was good though. Scott could shoot low 80s, high 70s. He just had such a long arc that it was kind of hard for him to control the ball. But tall guys can hit the ball.
Steve, would you rather be your current height at 6'2", or would you rather be 6'10"?
You mean 5'2"? I 6'2", you about caught me off guard.
All right, so
figure 5'7".
Yeah, that's what I was going to say 5'8". I was going to give you that.
Yeah.
Would you rather be 5'8" or 6'10"?
5'8".
What about 6'8"?
I'd still take 5'8".
6'5".
I'd take 6'5".
6'5" wouldn't be bad.
6'5" is about as far as I'd go. I really would. I always dreamed of being six. I always said, what kind of
athlete? You always dreamed of being 5'10"?
What kind of athlete would I have been if I was 6'2", 6'3"? I always wondered that. Because, I play golf with Coach Kinnam, and he outweighs me by, 80, probably? 90?
Well, I was just going to say, 20, because he's real real in shape and you're big.
But I'm just saying that, I hit the ball farther than he does, and he outweighs me by a bunch.
Yeah, imagine if you could get some, Patrick Reed weight.
Oh, yeah.
You could really smack it.
Oh, I always say, how far would I hit a golf ball? Because I can get, I hit it, 260 probably?
Yeah, 380.
Well,
you really crush it.
I did knock it on the green on 18-2 last night.
That's pretty good.
540 yards.
It's a man's game.
Yeah.
All right, Steve, let's take our final break. When we come back, the Catchy Awards.
Catchy?
They're open. Okay. The voting is open. And there are a lot of McPherson players
and athletes. And we want those McPherson kids to win a Catchy.
So we'll run through the nominees and how to vote for them and when the voting will end. We'll do that after this. You're listening to According to Jim, 96.7 FM, KBBE.
You're listening to the According to Jim podcast with Jim Joyner and Steve Sell. According to Jim is brought to you by Great Plains Federal Credit Union and Farmer State Bank with branch locations in McPherson, Lindsborg, and Galva. You can also listen live Monday through Friday from 12:30 to 1 p.m. on 96.7 FM KBBE or online at midkansasonline.com.
Wrapping up today's According to Jim, 96.7 FM KBBE. Steve, we're getting closer to awards season. Catch a Kansas, for those of you that are not familiar with that. I would think most people around here are.
Yeah, they should. I mean, if you're a sports fan, you know what it is.
More of the website now, but still a part of KWCH-TV in Wichita.
And they've kind of gotten away from what they used to do. They used to have pretty good stories and stuff. Now it's just all videos. They've just basically gone pure video, no writing. So it's kind of, our buddy Adam Suderman's not there anymore. So friend of the show, by the way.
So there are several bullpups that are nominated for awards. They call them the Catchies, similar to the ESPYs, or not quite the Tonys. I don't think there was anything else. Well, I guess they're called the Tony Awards, so they're the Tonys.
Yeah.
Similar to that. But there are a bunch of bullpups. Ben Pyle on the list for best boys basketball player, going up against Dylan Vincent of Goddard Eisenhower.
Whose dad is a McPherson High grad.
Kevin Clark, CC from Arc City. And Tate Bussey from St. Francis.
Tate Bussey's is a stud, from what I heard. That's what Coach Kinnaman said.
Best girls basketball player, Taylor Robertson. She's nominated along with, I don't know, Elisa Bax from Salina Central. I don't
know.
I never heard much about her.
No.
But Kennedy Brown of Derby, Emily Ryan of Central Plains, who is the Gatorade Player of the
Year. That's going to be tough for Taylor, because Kennedy Brown will get a lot of votes from the Metro. Emily Ryan, best scorer in the state. She averaged 34.5 points per game.
Best girls wrestler, Maya Kretzer of McPherson.
She should win it.
Against Lyric Gonsalves of Clearwater, Brianna Bradford of Wichita Southeast, and Cassavy Keisler.
I saw the girl from Clearwater. She could really wrestle, but I think that's Maya's to lose. I really do. I think she'll win that.
Best girls soccer player, Aislinn Hughes of McPherson against Ashlyn Lakin of Mays, McGuire Sullivan of Bishop Carroll, and Maddie Reed of Wichita Collegiate. I guess we would have seen Maddie Reed, but I don't remember her standing out.
I don't remember her, so.
Aislinn Hughes and her 32 goals. I think she's got a pretty good
18
chance.
18 assists.
Not bad.
Yeah.
The future Emporia State Hornet. Also, Ellie Barrett was nominated for Best Girls Multisport Athlete for bringing home a couple of state championships in track. Also, volleyball.
First team All-State volleyball.
I bet she'd be a pretty good basketball player, too.
I'm sure she
would have started early enough.
Yeah.
Kayla Vitz-Tum of Hayes TMP, Emily Hendrickson of Haven, and Taylor Antonowicz of Newton.
Ooh, Taylor Antonowicz.
She was good.
She was really good.
McPherson basketball on the girls' side was nominated for the 4A Girls Team of the Year, and this could be in anything. This could be football. Well, I guess it couldn't be football, but it could be girls' soccer, could be girls' basketball, girls' wrestling, volleyball, could be anything. So they were up against Rose Hill Volleyball, who was very good, who McPherson beat. Arc City Baseball, which is confusing, because it said 4A Girls Team of the Year.
I think they got a mistake there.
I don't think it was Arc City Softball. Might be Andover Central Softball, because they won state.
Could be.
McPherson Girls Basketball and Andale Girls Track and Field, which they were very
good. They were very good, yeah.
And then the Catchy Story of the Year. McPherson is nominated for this one as well. Up the Bishop Miege comeback win, the Dagger ball. That needs to be included.
Yeah.
If they win this.
They'd never put
their comeback to win in overtime.
If they'd put Dagger on their ballot, they'd win for sure.
Exactly. So that is going up against Andover Central Softball winning the state championship after the head coach beat cancer, as well as Haven Girls Basketball overcomes the loss of assistant coach to take third in 3A, and May Soccer goes viral for sideline flip for a header goal.
And I played with the Haven coach that passed away in a car accident. I played in a tournament with him. I played against him. Great guy. Just a terrible loss.
Yeah, I remember. Was that in the fall?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah,
I remember
David
that.
Chamberlain. And he played for Roger Trimble at Haven.
That's right.
And there's also Timmy Lambert,
Smoky Valley.
He is up for Performance of the Year, setting two state records at state track here.
He had a pretty good run.
He had a great run. He won 3 gold medals. Kaylee Joannes from Heston, volleyball player of the year. She's like 6'2". She's going to Northern Colorado. Outstanding athlete. And then Heston's Micaiah Russell and Ashley Hubbard for girls tennis team or duo or player of the year. So they're up for that. So lots and lots of people. You need to really take your time on the ballot and make sure you vote for all of our people.
Yeah, there you go. So voting will close.
Don't vote for who deserves it. Vote for our people.
There you go. It's like the All-Star Game vote from 2015. Vote for Omar Infante.
Oh, which I don't think there's any Omar Infantes for McPherson on this ballot.
Where is Omar Infante?
I'm sure he's hanging out in a big mansion with that big $32 million salary that the Royals paid him
out.
Yeah,
they paid him $8 million to go away.
So the voting is open until July 13th. Again, you can go to catchitkansas.com. Vote for Ben Pyle. Vote for Taylor Robertson, Maya Kretzer, Aislinn Hughes, Ellie Barrett, the McPherson basketball team. Again, the McPherson girls basketball team.
This is a chance,
vote for all of them.
This is a chance for Bullpup Nation to be heard.
It's kind of like Royals Nation.
Yeah.
Voting for Mike Moustakas.
Yeah.
Who else made it that year? Alcides Escobar, I think, was the starting shortstop.
Oh, yeah.
Whew.
Yeah. Well, back in the, I want to say in the 50s, late 50s, Cincinnati Reds did a big vote in, and the commissioner had to step in because 7 of the 9 Reds starters were voted in as starters, and the commissioner stepped in and said, this isn't going to happen. Ted Kluszewski isn't going to start ahead of Willie Mays, so, you know.
Willie.
I love Willie.
All right, Steve, we wrap up today's show tomorrow. Trey Fall coming on with us to preview the U.S. Open, the McPherson City Tournament, where I think you're going to have a really good run, but yeah. I don't think you'll beat Trey.
If I make championship flight, it's an upset. So
there you go.
Yeah, I mean, I used to be a top 5 guy every year, and Father Time's kind of caught up with me.
For Steve Sell, I'm Jim Joyner. Thanks for listening to According to Jim. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
According to Jim with Jim Joyner and Steve Sell was brought to you by Great Plains Federal Credit Union and Farmer State Bank with branch locations in McPherson, Lindsborg, and Galva. Make sure to listen to According to Jim every weekday from 1230 to 1 p.m. right here on 96.7 FM KBBE.